Sneaky Freaks announcement. We are going to be going on hiatus during July and August. We will miss you.
We will, but we don't want you to miss us. So we would love you to go on to the back catalog of wherever you're listening to this podcast and check out a lot of great, phenomenal sexologists, comedians, even some of Cam's ex-lovers. You can follow us on all the socials, YouTube, Instagram, and of course, my favorite, TikTok.
Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
A hand sanitizer for your vulva.
A vulva sanitizer or cock sanitizer?
Is that out there?
I don't think so.
Can you imagine you pull your pants really down, spray the cock, spray the vulva, spray the vagina, cock, spray the mouth, spray everything.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
My wonderful mother. Moot.
Yes.
You came up with an incredible question of the week.
I know. At first you're like, I don't think this is a good one. I'm like, trust me, it's a good one.
This is a phenomenal question. We got one of the strongest response rates of any of the questions of the week that we've had.
And if you guys would like to be part of our little sneaky freaks that text us every week after we send a question, all you got to do is text us at
310-356-3920. That's our text line. Hit us up. All right. So the question that you came up with is, which would you rather have? A partner who has tons of money and is terrible in bed, or one who is fabulous in bed with no money?
I had a way to squirm out of the answer.
How?
I would like to be the wingman to the person who is going to receive the money.
Who's dating the wealthy person?
Yes.
Who's shitty sex?
Yeah. I've been in that situation. It's a phenomenal experience.
It's a phenomenal experience? Because so there's an overflow of wealth that goes to you?
Well, kind of. Like, picture this. She has a yacht that the guy gave her, right?
So obviously she needs people to man the yacht.
No, that's irrelevant. The relevancy is that I would come with. I'd go on the top deck of the yacht. She'd be on the bottom with a guy with a lot of money who's bad in bed. I could bring a guy up to the top, so I get the wealth and the booty.
And the booty.
What do you think of that?
It's a fucking great idea.
So it's like a way to get a little bit of both.
So are you recommending to our listeners, our sneaky freaks,
that they be wingmen for people that are in that situation?
For gold diggers?
Yes. Just down.
Find people who are willing to give up their sex lives for a lot of money and just be friends with them. That's the answer.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's a good one, Mother.
Well, what about you?
When it comes to the decision of whether I'd prefer a partner who has tons of money and is terrible in bed or one who is fabulous in bed with no money, I 100%, without a doubt, hands down, would prefer, can you guess?
Of course you're going to say they don't need money, they just have to be great in bed.
That's 100% correct.
Well, of
if
course.
If I feel the connection with them, that's what's going to be great in bed.
The Buddhist connection with
them.
The
Buddhist connection is worth any amount of money. I don't need them to have money.
Well, what if you have a great connection? They're terrible in bed, but they got a ton of money.
I don't think, I think the great connection, what I'm talking about is usually a sexual, romantic, interpersonal, emotional connection.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful, actually.
So anyway, we want to hear what you guys had to say about this.
And then I came up with another brilliant idea.
Mother, you've been full of brilliant ideas.
I thought, well, why don't we like take a survey? Survey says.
That's right. And then we'll tally up because we got so many responses. We'll tally up what you guys really believe.
See, when you were a consultant at that big consulting company, you learned how to work spreadsheets and now it finally came to good use.
Yes, to determine if people prefer money or good sex. Okay, so let's begin. Jay says money can buy better sex. There are robots that thrust and bump, suck, lick, and vibrate any phallus or orifice yourself can imagine. There are penis pumps, drugs, stem cells, PRP, and surgery. Okay, So we got one vote for
money.
Give me my money.
We got money coming in.
Money and the use that he came up with, that was quite creative.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on there.
Jay has explored.
Jay has explored all the options.
Yes.
Would you feel like you can be satisfied with some of those options, like a blow up doll or a flashlight?
Personally, not me, but I see where he's coming from.
Okay.
And I can see how money can really improve someone's life if you're surrounded by it, you know? It can also go too far.
That's right.
Anyway, Tom, the elder statesman, maybe he is going to weigh in with some wisdom.
I can predict what Tom's going to say.
What are you going to say?
They have to have that sexy chemistry, good sex vibe. He's not going to put up with anybody in the jungle swinging from the trees that just have money. What the money? Money can't buy anything when they're swinging in the trees.
Well, actually, you'll be surprised to know that Tom begins his answer by saying an impossible dilemma.
Oh, I'm really surprised. I thought he was way past the earthly possessions.
Fortunately, a choice I didn't have to make. She ain't got a ton of money, but is more than comfy and awesome in the sack or wherever. He puts a tree, a beach, a campsite.
See what I'm talking
about? We get down. Signed, Tom. I love that Tom signs all of his fucking...
In case you were wondering if it was Tom...
It's Tom. He's going for the good sex, folks. He's going for the good sex.
I love it. So we've got 1-1 right now.
Melvin says, fabulous in bed, hands down.
2-1.
Eric says, so long as the lady with tons of money is okay spending her cash on kinky escorts and dominatrices for me, I'll choose her. If that isn't an option, I'll work some overtime to help support the broke sex goddess I'm stuck with as a plan B. It sounds like Eric is in for...
Give me my money.
So wait a second.
Yeah.
It wasn't 100%.
It wasn't 100%. It sounds like he's open to both options.
Yeah, he was kind of like on the fence there. But the first response was go for the high-priced escorts.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
You know, he's going for the person who has a lot of money who can pay for kinky escorts for him.
Right. How do you feel about that?
It wouldn't work for me, but to each their own.
Okay.
And you know I'm looking for that connection. I don't think I'm going to get there with a kinky escort.
You never know, though.
Maybe. I don't know. Jay is looking for fabulous in bed over money.
Would you be able to predict by the, you know, how many times, like we know a lot of the people that are a lot of the sneaky freaks. Would you predict which way they're going to fly?
I have no idea. I thought Tom was for sure going to be fucking going for the good in the bed. But
they're always full of surprises.
They are sneaky. They're freaky. I thought for sure all of these people's responses were going to be sex, but it's not been the case.
I thought for sure, too.
Casey says, having faced this choice, I chose the low money and best in bed. Rich boys aren't enough if the love isn't there. I tried 3 guys in 3 nights and chose the last, who is my husband of 5 years now, and I couldn't be happier with the choice.
That's the money. Show me the money.
No, that's not the money.
Oh, shit.
That is the person looking for love.
She said she tried it.
She tried 3 guys and went for the low money and best in bed.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with a new sound for the people that are looking for better in bed. How about this?
Damn. Oh, having some fun now.
I'm enjoying this. I love this little soundboard. Gina says, oh, that's an easy one. I'd rather have somebody very good in bed and attentive and connected to me. I'd rather have that over money any day.
Damn. Gina's with you there, Cam.
Totally. She goes on to say, I take a great connection sex with somebody and live with them in a cardboard box outside.
Damn, she's really going low there.
I was married.
Cardboard box outside.
She's willing to, she's going for good sex. She wants that connection. She goes on to say, I was married to a man who thought he was providing me with everything he needed to and that I would stay with him forever because he made over 200 grand a year. He was not sexually attentive to me, and he cheated on me and lied to me and generally treated me like garbage. And he thought he was treating me amazing because he bought me clothes, shoes, jewelry, got my hair done, all the frivolous things that I never wanted. He was shocked that I left him. And finally, a couple weeks ago, I was talking to him and he said he understood why. And I was in, that was it. About 6 years ago, it took him 6 or 7 years to understand why I left.
But he understood finally.
Got through that numbskull.
See, when I became single, I never wanted to go with the guys that had money because I thought they have an agenda. The agenda is it's all about their dicks.
It's all about the dick.
All about their dicks and not really about, you know, or, you know, just a control issue.
A control issue if they have money?
I think that when they have money, they have control.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, I feel like there are some people that are generous with even if they have money, like they don't think of themselves as the bag of, all that in a bag of chips.
Okay.
George says fabulous in bed and no money.
Oh, there you go.
Tim says if you have enough money, you can afford to have your sexual needs satisfied elsewhere. So I say tons of money.
Show me the money.
Tim, I mean, it is interesting that people think that it's kind of interchangeable, the type of sex you'd have with a partner. And the
right.
Type of,
I mean, people are not necessarily putting the love and the sex together.
They're not, which is interesting.
Which you thought for sure everybody would do that.
Yeah, but not everyone's the same, you know?
It's no two snowflakes are alike.
I'm going to get into that a little later on.
Snowflakes?
Maybe some snowflakes. Just teeing everyone up for little cams uppers that might blow your goddamn
cord.
Oh,
here we go. Okay.
Okay. Aaron says, I would say loads of money and bad sex. I only have sex with my girlfriend once every 2 or 3 weeks, it seems. Bad sex every so often I can deal with, but no money? Nah. You need to be paying with your own bills. I'm not your sugar daddy.
Give me my money.
Well, so let's unpack that for a second.
Yes.
So she basically has sex. It's just kind of shitty sex.
Every 2 to 3 weeks. He didn't really say that the girlfriend is giving him shitty sex. He just said he could deal with his own shitty sex if he had it.
But
he sounds like he's having sex pretty infrequently. Not infrequently, but every two or three weeks.
It's not that important necessarily in the relationship, but money is.
It sounds like the money is more of an importance. Yeah.
Money and inflation these days.
It's important.
It's important.
Kevin says, I dated two girls exactly like you are describing during the summer that I turned 21. Great fucks, no money, all the way.
Money. You just like pressing these buttons.
I do love pressing these buttons.
So does it sound like we're right now neck and neck?
We're kind of neck and neck a little bit.
I'm right now. Sneaky freaks, think in your head right now. Are you going with the money or are you going with the sex?
Does this change? You're hearing their answers. Change anything in your mind? I mean, you kind of gave a cop-out answer. You didn't really give us a real answer.
I'm going 100% for the good sex. I cannot stand the guys with the money. Damn. Usually it's all about their dicks. For those of you who didn't see that because you were listening, I just pointed at where if I had a dick, where it would be.
That's exactly right. Erica says, fabulous in bed with no money. Julie says, great in bed and poor as a church mouse is fine with me.
I would like to also know if there's more women that would rather have the good sex or more men that would rather have the good sex.
I want the
whole breakdown.
I'm going to give you the whole breakdown.
Oh, I cannot
wait. You're in for a treat.
Were you surprised at the numbers?
I'm surprised that all these people even responded. Emma says, tons of money. I've been with plenty of broke guys that suck in the sheets. If they have money, I could buy all the toys I want. Plus, maybe this wealthy person that's bad in bed would be willing to open up the relationship. That's very true.
That's another whole dynamic.
That's a whole dynamic. Cassie says, no money and fabulous in bed.
Now, I would predict that Cassie would say this.
Even if someone has money, who is to say I'd be entitled to it? But if someone is fabulous in bed, then this is something that is a shared experience we will both enjoy without guilt or complications. Is Cassie the sweetest fucking person?
She is just one of the sneakiest little sweet sneaky freaks.
She's a sweet sneaky freak. That doesn't surprise me. It's very interesting to say that even if she were with someone, then she might not even get the money. So
that's a good point. Just because you're with someone doesn't mean they're going to share their money with you.
I also love that she's viewing sex as a shared experience that they'll both enjoy without guilt or complications. This is how it should be.
It definitely should be.
It's not always the case.
In your book.
In my book.
I knew someone who slept with guys just to get like a really cool Chihuly sculpture.
Oh my fucking God. Cheryl says, no money. There are more important things. Kylie says, terrible in bed with money.
Give me my money.
Yep.
This is a very controversial topic.
I had no idea. How did you even come up with this question?
I was thinking about something I saw on TV or something, and I thought to myself, well, actually, I started with Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, my fucking God. I
remember teaching great books to fourth grade kids, and the question was, is Jack, who had the magic beans, when you don't know what I'm talking about?
I know who the fuck Jack and the Beanstalk
is. Well, anyway, was Jack clever or was he just smart? Was he smart or clever?
What?
Well, that's the distinction, because he had this cow. He goes out to get money for the cow, and he comes back with like four magic beans.
Mom, first of all.
What?
What kind of, you got to be remembering something incorrectly. It's not smart or clever.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the same fucking shit.
No.
No.
No, because what kind of person that was smart would go out and trade a cow for magic beans?
Why don't you say smart or lucky or clever or lucky?
Oh, maybe it was clever or lucky.
You dingus. What the hell?
Okay, mother. Was Jack clever or lucky?
It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you do things. We've talked about this on the show before.
And you just happen to get lucky.
You can make decisions, you happen to get lucky. You can make bad decisions, you get lucky and win.
In which case, Jack did that he ended up with the magic beans. But was it really good that he did that? Was that lucky or unlucky? Because if he was unlucky, he wouldn't go up the stalk and get his family in danger of the giant crit.
How does this relate?
Well, you asked how I came up with the idea of the question.
So you're thinking about Jack and the Beanstalk, yes. And then suddenly you're like, okay, would you
What's
rather
another,
have
really?
People with sex, with good sex or good money?
Yeah, so would you rather, it's kind of like a, are you smart or lucky thing?
What?
It's a moral dilemma, okay? That's why you asked me, you said, how did I come up with the idea? That's how I came up.
Your brain works.
My brain works in mysterious ways.
Very mysterious ways. This is what I view your brain to work in. Okay? This is what's going on inside your head. All the time.
It is.
She's got the T3 pumping.
I'm taking my T3. If those of you guys who don't know what the T3 is, it's my thyroid medicine. It puts me in a little altered state for about an hour.
I got the tea going, my caffeinated Gen Maicha tea.
Yeah, the Gen Maicha.
That's what's going on in my
head. It's not matcha, it's Maicha.
Gen Maicha. All right. Let's just run through a couple more of these. Joseph says, I've already picked the broke one. Bronson says, fabulous in bed and no money. Wait, that's kind of what I already have. Wife is a stay-at-home mom, so technically no income, even though she deserves more credit than I can possibly give her. Okay.
He definitely had to put that in there, otherwise she'd have a fit, whoever this is. Because if you say she has no money and she's married to you and she's taking care of your kids, she's got half, baby, as Eddie Murphy would say. She gets half.
Bronson goes on to say, but good Lord, can that woman fuck every damn day? I'm a spoiled man.
I could damn. Double damn.
Damn, damn, damn. Goddamn. He's just, this person's waiting at home, taking care of the kids, ready to fucking rail.
That's Bronson, you are one lucky man, because that is a very rare thing, no matter how much money you're bringing home.
You think if they got the kids around all day, they're not going to want that?
I have spoken to you about many times about the cock blocks that go on with when you have kids.
Oh, I know.
I wouldn't give my
blocks.
Kids up for anything, including you, but it's not exactly conducive for a great sex life. What's that?
I gotta censor you with
you
saying that shit.
Me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Saying there were fucking cock blocks.
You're a cock block kid, Cam.
James says, if I only have those two options, tons of money, baby. But why? Well, I'll give a few reasons. One, I've had the fabulous in bed, but can't afford a pot to piss in, can only fuck away the hunger for so long. Two, show me the money. If we have money, I have the option of training her for good sex. Might just involve collars and leather. Cross that bridge when we get there. Also, let's just say this person is untrainable. At least we can rent a sex partner or do a swing cruise. She can be hideous with someone else while I'm getting my fill with another. Cheers, friends. That is fucking hilarious,
that
James.
That is awesome.
Oh, my fucking God.
You know, he did quote the Jerry Maguire, show me the money.
Yep. Megan says, as much as I hate to admit it, a partner with tons of money who's terrible in bed. Is that surprising?
Captain Megan.
Yeah.
I am like in a state of shock.
They go on to say, in my experience, people who are great in bed will try to please me in exchange for a nice meal. At least I can train the person who's terrible in bed. That's interesting logic right there.
It's another question.
If you got
Can you train someone? I did a whole article in my book, A Cougar's Guide to Getting Your Ass Back Out There, about not faking an orgasm. You train your lover like you do a puppy. You don't train your lover to, you know, think that this is the way you get an orgasm, and it's not.
Yeah, I agree with that. But
so, but sometimes you can't train.
This is, you know, this is like an interesting reversal where Captain Megan is saying, people who are great in bed will try to please me in exchange for a nice meal.
She probably is a phenomenal cook.
That's fair.
Nobody would go to bed with me for my cooking, okay? I can tell you that they would not try to please me for my cooking.
They would try to please you so you don't fucking cook for them.
They want to live. They don't want to be poisoned.
Yeah.
I just recently just mutilated a veggie burger.
Mutilated a veggie burger.
Nate says, a partner who's terrible in bed with tons of money. That was the easiest question yet.
Give me my money.
Raylene says, I need the good D. I can make my own money.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah, she's
just
got...
like certain people have a way of cooking, certain people have a way of making money. So
That's fair. They
can definitely be with someone who doesn't make money.
That's fair. That's very true. And some people...
But if you can't make any money... Like a friend of mine who I just texted and asked how he was doing, and this was the response. Healthy, broke, repressed, love my dog. That's the four answers that he gives.
Yeah, without even asking this question.
I didn't even get to this question with him.
Oh, my God. Well, Mr. Bean weighed in over here.
Mr. Bean is the guy who sticks pop rocks up his anal opening.
And he's also on in the fields of Maine. Fucking sheep.
Yes.
We know this. Mr. Bean says, I have a huge dink and a Walmart computer. Plus, I fuck like a beast, or in my case, a sheep.
Scusi.
So what is the answer?
There's no answer to that fucking shit.
Can you repeat that?
I have a huge dink and a Walmart computer. Plus, I fuck like a beast, or in my case, a sheep.
Mr. Bean wins for the best answer.
What the fuck does that mean, dude?
I think he's saying that he's got a computer from Walmart, which means he can watch porn on it. And he's got a huge dink so he can whack off or
find it. Or maybe he's saying he's got money because he's got that Walmart computer.
And then he can.
And a huge dink so he can fuck well.
And he has a sheep that he can.
He's like trying to sell himself to us right now. This is what's going on in both directions.
Okay, well.
The final one from Lisa. All right. She goes, you can't live with no money. Going for the money, going to pray he has a good personality and character and invest in some vibrators. Usually you identify with Lisa.
I do, and I think she's right about that too. I can see both sides of this story. I learned a lot from you guys, you little sneaky freaks. There's a lot of, you know, nuances to this question.
It's true. I appreciate all of your answers, my friends.
Me too. So if you guys want to join us, all you got to do is go to...
You can just text us.
Text us at...
310-356-3920. Okay, so should we get some final data going on over here?
Let's get a drum roll.
Are you surprised?
Oh my God, yes. I'm shocked.
Okay.
Shocked about the
first
drum roll.
First of all, we had 36 respondents. Average age, 38 years old.
Interesting.
The number of who preferred tons of money. Are you ready?
Yes.
47%.
Well, that's almost 50. Almost, yeah.
The number who preferred fabulous in bed. 53%.
Whoa.
That's right. People,
I am flabbergasted.
Fabulous in bed with no money.
I would have thought that it would be 80 to 20. I'll tell you why. People want to think they're like, you know, all that in a bag of shit. People want to say, oh, I only care about the romance and the chemistry and the ting-na-tan.
Yeah. That is the case for me.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying that. I thought that's what people think is the right thing to do. But no, we get the God's honest truth from our sneaky freaks.
We got the God's honest truth. So then, you know, I took these numbers and I was like, we got to slice and dice these things.
We
got
to go back to our days of consulting.
Yeah, we got to figure out exactly, you know, is it just the dudes who are like, nah, we need good sex?
Yeah, was it just the dudes?
Or was it just the chicks? What do you?
Oh, look at you, the chicks and the dudes.
The chicks. Well, I actually divided this up into people who identify as men, people who identify as women, and those who identify as non-binary. So we have three different categories over here. Okay. So in the case of the women, people identifying as women, 41% said they prefer tons of money and bad in bed.
Wow. Again, I'm shocked.
59% said they prefer fabulous in bed with no money.
Well, that's what I expected. So it's a 60.
It was almost like 60-40.
64.
In favor of fabulous in bed with no money.
I don't know why, but I would absolutely think that the women were going to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
How about the men? You think that the guys that identify as men are going for more money or
Well, I'm thinking in our society, unfortunately, men earn more than women in general, so they have the luxury of saying that they want
the sex.
Guess
what, mother?
What?
It's a perfect 50-50 split.
50-50, wow.
Yeah, evenly distributed there, which I kind of expected the same thing, honestly, because of the society we're living in right now.
What did you expect?
I expected more women are more dependent, especially older generations.
You thought the same thing
men.
As me.
Yeah.
Right.
But that was not the case. They prefer fabulous in bed to tons of money.
Well, there you
go. I mean,
it
might just be that, you know, maybe because these ages, well.
What about the non-binary?
Non-binary, it was 100% in favor of tons of money.
What?
Yes. I mean, the sample size is very small.
But so, again, the tons of money.
Yes,
jeez.
Tons of money. So there you have it, folks. It was way closer than I anticipated.
Right. We got some people that are in La La Land.
That's
some
right.
Some people are in, like, give me the money land.
Yep. Give me that money.
Wow.
Well, thank you guys for participating. Yeah. We love that. That was pretty fun. I really learned a lot.
I learned a lot, too. And if you guys want to participate, again, that number is
310-356-3920.
So, my son, what's going on in your life?
My life?
Yes.
Oh, it's getting spicy in my life.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it big over here.
You're doing a rave?
Oh, I'm fucking around. No, I'm not really. But
what are you mean, fucking around? Who are you kidding me?
I
just went to get an STI test that for you.
You're absolutely right. I did. On the way here, we stopped at our favorite phlebotomist.
We stopped off at the doctor's office because we don't go enough to the doctor's. I'm convinced.
This time we went together. Okay. We fucking walked in. Everyone, it's like a
they
party
scatter.
With my mom. They see my mom and they're like, oh my God, you're back again?
I know. I'm very popular in the doctor's office.
When we go in there, they greet you like you're their best friend. You must see them all the time.
I do see them all the time.
What the fuck is going on? They know you by name?
Of course they know me, and they know you by name too.
They don't know shit about me. I haven't been there since December.
Oh, since December.
Yeah, guess what day? We're in June right now.
Oh, you went a whole 5 months.
Yeah,
six months. Okay.
That's why it was time for me
I was there like last week.
It was time for me to get my cootie check.
Your cootie check. What the hell's a cootie check?
Get a little STI check.
Oh, because you're traveling again. So
I'm
you need
traveling.
To make sure.
I want to make sure I got those papers straightened out.
Well, I tried fixing you up with the nurse.
Even today, you were trying to fix me up with a nurse. A different nurse.
I know. I got
you
nowhere.
You tried to fix me up with the whole fucking office.
This one went to school where you went to school in that area. There's a lot of commonalities.
It was unbelievable. I was like, she's going to ask this person for her number right now.
I was that close. But I'm thinking, no, I teed him up. If he's not going to act on it, that's his own.
She's my doctor.
She's not your doctor. Your doctor didn't want to see you. They said he's all booked up for like the next 6 months, which is what I'm convinced. There's a sign that when you make an appointment, it says do not allow either
the poders in here.
Don't allow the mother. Don't allow the son.
Today they got a twofer. They were scattering.
We just kind of barged in. I was going to sit in the car and wait, and you're like, no, why don't you just come in?
I did not invite you
yes,
in.
Yes, you did.
I did not invite you in.
You said, don't sit in the car. Just come in with me.
You came up You went right to the waiting room, and I was like, what, are you going to sit in the waiting room with all these sick patients? You're going to come in with me.
All right.
Next thing you know, you're asking every fucking question about yourself to the doctors.
I did not ask
this is not an appointment for you.
Excuse me. I asked nothing about myself. I just wanted to know when the phlebotomist was going to be in next week.
You literally made an appointment with the phlebotomist while he's taking blood from my arm. You know how that made me feel?
Oh.
It made me feel... shitty.
I'm sorry that you feel shitty.
He's pulling blood from my arm.
I was just trying to distract the attention away from the pain.
No. That's not exactly what the fuck was
so
happening.
So when I teed you up with the girl, you thought she was cute.
She was cute.
Why did you not like say,
Mom,
oh.
First of all, my mother's there. Second of all, she's in a professional capacity. What the fuck am I going to do?
She was a little flirtatious, I think.
Zero.
I thought that was a little flirty.
In what way was she flirtatious?
She wanted to know about your clowning.
She did not. Mom, you tell someone, she asked why I'm going to France. I said I'm going to clown school. Then she was asking me about clowning. What the fuck?
There was an interest in your life.
We got an opening.
Yes. There was an opening.
There was an opening.
You didn't take it. I gave you the opportunity.
Mom,
it's not my fault.
I'm ask out the doctor, the physician's assistant.
Well, then don't. I thought it would be a great call for us.
You're looking for the family. I thought it would be great for us.
Your sister is getting married this weekend, and she's not marrying a doctor. Your brother's living with a girl, not a doctor. You're the last hope.
I got to marry a doctor.
You need to find a doctor.
Yeah, she...
And when we get to mom's news, I'm going to explain further why you need to find a doctor.
Anyway, I'll give you a little update on what's going on in my life.
Please do.
I listened to an episode of the Shameless Sex Podcast.
Okay, and they're in our network.
They're in our Pleasure Podcast Network. Two wonderful sex educators. They have an episode out right now called, it's a bonus episode, called The 5 Languages of Pussy Praising.
Oh, what a good idea.
It's their take on the 5 languages of love. So this is how do you basically love a pussy, right? I love this idea.
I love that. I worship the pussy.
So do you remember what the 5 languages of love are?
Words of affirmation, gifts, acts of service, something similar to that. There's 2 more.
Quality time.
Quality time and...
Physical touch,
yeah.
Which...
I already know mine for sure.
What?
Act of service, 100%.
Even...
They need to know how to cook.
No.
Clean.
This is in the sexual capacity. So in a sexual state,
I'll still
which
use
would
act
you
of service.
You're still
you
act
know,
of
I'm
service.
No, I'm going to have like, someone talking to my pussy. Please.
They're dirty talking to you. Oh, you got a beautiful pussy, shit like that.
Okay. I don't know what these are. I'm just guessing touch would be that you would touch.
Yeah, you're getting like a fucking massage on your vulva or some shit like that.
Right. So yeah. You would think everybody wants that.
Yeah. Or some people like words of affirmation, meaning they like a little dirty talk. Oh, you got a beautiful ass pussy.
No way. I wouldn't take that in a million years.
How about quality time? Someone's really taking the time to.
No.
You don't give a fuck about quality time down there. How about receiving gifts for the pussy?
Like what type of gifts?
Like a CBD oil or some shit.
No, nope, let's
you
go
don't
back.
Give a shit.
Act
so the last
of
one,
service.
Act of service. You like the act of service.
I like to be serviced.
What
about you?
For me, you know, when in the sexual context, physical touch and acts of service are kind of similar.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't need quality time because it's really, I don't need that
time
much time.
Time is not an issue.
Time is not the
it's
issue.
It's never been an issue.
I wish you'd need,
you
I need
need
more
someone
time.
That does like a 2-hour version of sex.
I mean, this is what's amazing is that, you know, if you were to look at how long I'm usually pleasuring the woman versus how long they're pleasuring me, it is like 90-10, maybe.
But that
it's maybe
makes you,
95-10.
That makes you
maybe
95-5. My job as a mother is done.
But it's pretty interesting.
All men listening to this should do the same thing as Cam just
now
said.
Now she pulls the mic closer.
Listen up, people. It's all about the pussy. Take your time and please the pussy. It should be 80-20.
So Amy and April say something pretty interesting in this episode. They said you could say something to your partner that you're going down on, saying, you know, this is all about your pleasure right now. I just want you to feel good. And that will alleviate a lot of the pressure for them to orgasm, for them to come within a certain time frame. I thought that was interesting. What do you think?
I heard a podcast recently with a sexologist who was saying how important it is that make sure that you are pleasuring the woman 100%.
why is it, do you listen to what I'm saying?
What was the point?
The point is that there is something very arousing when someone is basically getting pleasure from giving you pleasure.
Right.
I think we forget about that because sometimes even myself, even in the 30 seconds of getting jerked off or whatever, it would be nice if the person is excited about doing that for 30 seconds.
I think that's probably the case because it doesn't really take that long.
But usually it's like, not usually. In the past, it can be, oh, I'm doing this kind of going through the motions, or I'm like, I know that I need to do this for you, so, you know, we're going to do this. As opposed to, oh, this is going to really turn me on to see you in pleasure or something.
I say fake it, people, fake it.
You think, so sometimes it does feel like that for me, where I'm like, 45 minutes of fucking massaging this person. I mean, even if you looked at a masseuse, they're not enjoying, they're getting paid for that
shit. So what is your point as far as you're concerned?
Well, I thought it was interesting how important it is to express
desire.
Desire for your other person's, for your partner's pleasure.
Like one of the biggest viral little clips we had on TikTok is when you were saying, I tell them your pussy is tight.
Yeah, yeah.
You thought was a compliment, but should tell them your pussy is the perfect fit for me.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I agree with that. But the other thing is they were talking about, you know, it's nicer when you don't think your partner's doing it just so that they get something in return, right?
I agree.
However, it is a little, I mean, you're fucking massaging something. You're massaging a vulva for 45 fucking minutes. The whole time, you want to just stick your dick in there. It's like it's hard not to think in your brain. You know, I would like to experience something in return. You know?
Well, why don't you switch it up? Try this.
Yeah.
Karen Lee Potter, Words of Wisdom.
The Guru. Here we go.
The Guru.
Do you want me to get you a sound effect?
Yes.
To get you? Okay, hold on. The Guru. Here we go. Hump Day.
Are you guys ready for Hump Day advice? Don't spend 45 minutes. Switch it up. 15 minutes you, 15 minutes me. 15 minutes you.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Edge the person. I was talking to one of my friends recently the other day, and she said she edged her husband so much that he almost passed out.
No way. That's close to me.
He had an out of body experience.
Wow.
So that's my just words of it. Free advice to all of you. It would be nice if you would join us on Patreon because this advice doesn't come cheap. Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. But basically, yes, switch it up. Why are you down there for 45 minutes? You can get lockjaw for crying out loud.
Well, I think
just
because
switch it up.
You know, it takes some time, you know?
No, because you can always get right back to that point very easily.
Here's the other thing. There are some people I hook up with where I'm very turned on by their pleasure. And then there's some others that I'm not as turned on by their pleasure.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
That's so interesting, Cam.
Well, why? What's going on there?
I don't know. Maybe they're just like, maybe it's like a chemical thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's some, maybe it's in the way they're expressing it or something like that. Like
that's
they're
what I
very
mean.
Expressive.
Yeah, they're moaning and groaning.
Moaning and groaning. Yeah. I mean, it's harder to experience pleasure if they're completely in their own state of world and you're like, where am I? I'm just like a machine.
You could
over
always
here.
Start with a little role playing then.
But anyway, I do see, I fully acknowledge and I'm learning and I support this idea of, you know, just making sure that the other person knows that you're
well,
there for their pleasure.
Shout out to Shameless Sex
for keeping it real.
Keeping it real and coming up with this new way of looking at the love languages.
I love it. Totally love it. What's going on in your life, mother?
Oh, what's going on in my life? Just besides going to the doctors, guess what? Your sister's getting married.
That's it.
So we're in the pre-wedding jitters right now.
Are you feeling jittery?
I'm feeling like I just want to feel normal for just one day
Jesus
of my life.
Christ.
That's all I'm asking is no thyroid issues, no I'm going to pass the fuck out. I just want just normalcy.
I hope that for you
is that too
as
much
well.
To ask?
No.
So for you guys listening, give us the vibe that give us the on, I would say on air vibe, but on podcast vibe that you are listening and making sure that I feel good. I feel good.
You're going to feel good.
I'm popping that T3 shit going on like crazy. Anyway, yep. I went through my mother's birthday. I had my boyfriend's birthday. I had another friend's birthday. There's a lot of Geminis out there.
Yeah. A lot. So you're celebrating a lot.
I'm celebrating.
I'm preparing for this trip to France. I was thinking one of the things I can get are dental dams.
What?
When was the last time you used a dental dam?
I've never, ever used a dental dam. Why would I need a dental dam?
I was listening to another Shameless Sex podcast episode, and it was talking about all about STIs, and dental dams make a lot of sense.
So you're going to go with a strange girl in France who right. barely can speak English and say,
why barely English?
I don't know. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yep. And then
and
do
then
you
pull
use
out this
a dental dam?
Dam and yes. Do you use a dental dam?
Yes.
And they will say, no, what is a dental dam?
And then I just, you know, introduce them it's to like this beautiful piece of plastic that I can put on their vulva.
As opposed to just using a plain old condom. Forget
no, this
the dental
is to,
dams.
To go down on them.
To go down on them.
This the dental dam is you. It basically, when you go down on someone, you're unprotected. You can be exposed to the same STIs that you could be if you put your dick in them.
Oh, where did you hear all this? And then now you're gonna pull out a dental dam, and the person's gonna
so
run for the hills.
At what point can you say, you know what?
Do not do this.
You don't think you think I'd rather just avoid the unprotected oral, and as opposed to bringing up the dental dam.
Is it too? Can you bring Uber Lube to save the day?
Uber Lube is not going to help me with the fucking STIs.
You're good for finger banging.
Yeah, I mean, finger banging is a lot safer, obviously.
Yeah, I didn't think of it from a man's point of view, actually. I was thinking only from a woman's point of view. I don't think I'd want a dental dam in me.
Either, in both directions. It's protecting her from getting something from me.
You can wear a condom.
Yeah. The condom is on your penis.
Yeah, so she can give you head with a condom on.
Right. So that's essentially the same thing as me using a dental dam on her.
Is it? Or where is the clit?
How awkward
is the clit? Is the clit inside the dental dam, or is it on the outside?
I think it's inside. Yeah.
So you can't even give it. She's not going to then forget the whole thing. She's not going to get any stimulation except
for. It's very thin. It's a very thin piece of latex.
But it's covered. You don't want to do
it. It's still nice.
If that's the only way you can do it, why don't you just go ahead and just use your finger at that point?
Yeah, fingers are going to be better in that situation, right?
I would take the finger or bring a little vibrator with.
Yeah, and what do you think about me receiving oral sex with a condom on?
I feel like this is one of those.
Is that lame as fuck?
I did it once.
You did?
Guy was not real pleased with me, but.
You asked for that.
I forced it.
Wow.
I said, wear a condom or no sucky.
And then do you...
And then you use a condom for sex, too.
So, I mean, that sounds better to me. That sounds pretty good.
All right, we got your sex script down pat. Yeah, you get in there, you do a little touchy-touchy, forget the blowjob.
At one point, condoms were not so popular.
Oh, they were never popular when I went to school.
Right? Yeah. And so there was a change where it became normalized to use condoms.
Well, because there were a lot of things called AIDS.
Yeah.
There really was venereal diseases, but they can be cured.
Venereal diseases. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we're in right now.
Yeah.
STIs. So I think it just became normalized. I wonder if in the future people realize maybe there would have to be a huge catalyst, you know, something that transmits from, you know, your genitals to your mouth.
Something with AI, maybe they can maybe they can come up with some concoction that AI will like. There'll be a little spray that you could spray on the area and get rid of all germs, sort of like a hand sanitizer for your. Oh, I came up with another brilliant idea: a hand sanitizer for your vulva.
A vulva sanitizer or
is
cock
that,
sanitizer?
Is that out there?
I don't think so.
Can you imagine? You pull your pants
really
down,
thing.
Spray the cock, spray the vulva,
spray
the vagina,
cock,
spray the mouth, spray everything.
I would spray the shit out of it. If that existed, I'd spray my whole body. I'd bathe in that shit.
Well, what should we call this?
I don't know. The exterminator?
The exterminator. I All love right. it. All right.
Anyway.
So that's what's... Oh, you know, speaking of that,
oh,
it's time for Hit On or Shit On.
Hit On or Shit On. That's a segment where we get to look at your comments to determine if they are a hit on or a shit on.
I'm going to bring a positive one first, and then I'm going to read some other ones that are not so necessary.
I got a positive one, too, that I could share. What do you got, Mom?
All right. Well, I got one. This, I believe, was on, like, Instagram or something like that. This person said, listening to the podcast and the short pubic hair actually made me laugh out loud. Women with short hair have literally always been my weakness.
What is the short pubic hair?
We must have discussed short pubic hair.
Do we?
Well, maybe, probably, knowing us, yes.
Maybe I was talking about some pornos watching with the person had short pubic hair.
Maybe. But anyway, I thought that was, anybody that says they're laughing out loud.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah, if you're laughing out loud at any of this, it's a hit on for us.
You loved it.
I don't think I can get a better compliment.
Yeah, to make
sense. People can say you're hot and all the other shit. That doesn't mean shit to me.
Funny.
Tell me I'm funny and you made my day.
Yeah, I think that passed down to me. I mean, Jay said, Cam the Clown, I've only ever taken a finger in the butt. It felt good, not great, yet I'd rather spend a month learning to be anally fisted than go to clown school.
Oh, someone doesn't want to go to clown school.
I love that every individual gets to discover what brings them personal joy and personal success. I'm proud of you for taking a giant leap and chasing your dream. I hope you find your playfulness, your freedom, your joy. Is that the fucking sweetest thing?
Oh, he's willing to take a fist pounding rather than do what you're doing.
That is not the fucking takeaway over here. The takeaway is that we have some sweet-ass sneaky freaks out there who are actually on our Discord. If you want to participate in this community, that's a wonderful place to discuss these episodes with all the other people that listen to this episode.
And a lot of people are on that Discord.
Our Discord is in our episode's description. Just go to that link and join Discord. It's a fun little forum.
And it's free.
And it's free. Well, you get extra channels if you are part of our Patreon page.
Right. So join us on patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Yep. What else did you have that you wanted to share about hit on or shit on?
We had a huge, almost I'd say viral video. It's at 1 day was 140,000 views.
Nice.
And it was all because we were talking about one pump and dump, an experience that I had.
Where someone was pumping in you once and then dumping?
One pump and then dumped, and that was it. And I was not pleased. But the hostility that we got in the comments.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, some of them were not so bad. Well, let's see. This guy goes, he tied my record.
That's funny.
That's funny. So we're going to go hit on. Hit on.
Hit on.
This one says, sometimes it's a marathon and sometimes it's a disqualification at the starting line. It happens. So that was kind of, agreeing with us and hit on.
Hit on. Okay.
This one, me Molon, 81, says, lady was super dry. Blaming it on me that I was dry, and that's why it was one pump and dump.
Why? That wouldn't make any sense at all.
No sense, especially when you have Uberlube around.
What the fuck? Okay, that's a dumb shit on.
That's a shit on.
William Hammond says, one pump dump. That should be a song. I am dying.
That was a hit on.
Gen X Trailer Park Kid says, to be fair, more pumps would have sent Gam Gam into the afterlife.
That was a shit on it, okay? Gam Gam. By the way, Gen X, how old are people in Gen X Trailer Park Kid? So not only is this person living in a trailer park, they're coming up with these Gen X. What is Gen X? What is that?
I think it's like, they're probably between, I'm going to guess, their 40s right now.
Yeah, so they're acting that immaturely?
Yeah.
Okay. One mad guy said, my goal is the hole.
Hit on.
It's a hit on, not too bad.
Jekyll says, that's how mom.
The guy, I think he meant his.
That's his mom he's talking to, correct? I don't know, maybe he's surprised and impressed by us.
Exactly. So we say hit on.
It's a hit on. Finally, Luis Cruz says, it was Trump.
Trump, it was the one pump and dump.
Yeah. Why?
That's a shit on. I don't want to even fantasize or imagine.
He's thinking about you with Donald Trump.
Me with Donald Trump.
You don't like that.
Oh, my God. Now, and that's what we got for hit on or shit on.
Hit on or shit on. Thank you all for your comments. Check us out on TikTok if you want to participate in that comment. Or YouTube Shorts or Instagram Shorts. You can see wherever the fuck you want. Yep. Mother, is it time for Mom's News is the segment of the show where we share earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got, Mother?
This was actually from CBS News. not a typical tabloid that I go for.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I haven't been in the tabloids recently. It's kind of upsetting. Here comes the news. Sex may be a natural way to treat migraines and cluster headaches.
I have migraines and cluster headaches.
I know, Cam, and that's what I'm thinking, that you need to have sex in order to get rid of...
And I'm not having enough sex.
That's right.
So that this is what I'm thinking.
It's proven your point.
I was always thinking maybe these headaches are as a result of me having now a here's fucking the other celibate thing. Penis.
Having sex may be the solution to curing a splitting headache. Researchers from University of Munster in Germany have found that sexual activity...
The Germans are very advanced.
They're very advanced.
Yeah.
I have to go there one time because they're really...
Why one time?
Well, I've been there one time. So I can go one more time.
Quota, two times to Germany.
But I would like to go there. Anyway, they have found that sexual activity was successful in treating migraines in 60% sufferers and 1/3 of the patients with cluster headaches. Our data suggests that sexual activity can lead to partial or complete relief of headache in some migraines and cluster headache patients.
How did they find this?
I don't know. It came up and I just started thinking to myself, if I had a migraine, because I've had migraines in my life, very infrequent.
Yeah.
Like I've had one every 30 years or something. The last thing I want to do is have sex.
I'm completely with you.
I'm in total pain. There's a burning behind one of my eyeballs. Yep. I almost feel like throwing up.
I need to be in the dark under the covers.
I'm convinced that I had a brain tumor.
I think I could have sex while in migraine.
You cannot have sex.
I can.
You can't even speak when you have a migraine.
I might be puking, but I can definitely get it up and going.
You literally have opened the door to the car when driving, vomited, and then closed the door again.
Yeah.
And you're telling
me... My migraines are pretty bad.
And you're telling me that you think that you would...
Yeah. Because especially if we're in the dark in bed. Oh, yeah. It's kind of the best of all worlds. I'm kind of relaxing in the only way that I can relax, and I'm also having sex. I think it's kind of a great idea.
Well, you should do it just to let the sneaky freaks know what happened.
I don't know which would be harder, trying to get in a situation where I'm having sex or trying to actually install a migraine into my brain.
Yeah, what do you do? Like, okay, let's just say you don't have a girlfriend or anything.
Yeah.
You get this raging migraine. What are you going to do? Call up a sex worker and have her come over and cure your migraine?
How did they do this study?
Oh, the study.
Where did it come from?
In Germany.
I know that study came from Germany, but where did this article come from?
CBS News, I told you.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, it might have some validity to it.
There's validity to it if you want to read it.
It's better than the tabloids you usually go with.
I already said that, Cam. And that was Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Wow, Mother. We've made it to the end of the show, and you know what that means.
No.
There's one segment left, one special segment that you couldn't pay to get this enough.
What?
It's the segment of the show that reminds you of the best sex of your entire fucking life.
Is it during a migraine?
During a migraine. It's Cam's Uppers is the place to be.
Fun living is a life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart. Something that my mother typically finds...
Titillating.
Or...
Migraine-inducing.
Or?
Boring!
It's Cam's Uppers. So, I was doing a little more sex research this week.
Why?
I don't know. I was learning a lot about sex this week.
Okay.
And I was watching a YouTube video hosted by Emily Nagoski, who wrote the book Come As You Are. She's an incredible sex educator, I think sex therapist, I'm not sure. Anyway, in this video, she kind of breaks down desire. I've been thinking a lot about desire. In what? Mom is snoozing over here.
What?
Most people think desire is just something that happens to you. It's they call that spontaneous desire. You know, you just fucking, you see someone, and you're just like, oh, I want them. You know, I want to fuck.
Like a caveman.
Like a caveman, right. Not always the case, though.
Sometimes it grows.
Sometimes it's responsive desire, where the desire comes after the person has experienced pleasure. For example, someone is massaging you, and then you start getting turned on.
Oh.
Very interesting.
What other case would be like someone's drilling a tooth in dentist's office? You're going to get desire that way.
Maybe someone's dirty talking to you or something like that. It's responsive.
Oh, responsive.
As opposed to spontaneous, where you know, like the thought of fucking someone, just crosses your mind. You know, as I tell you this, I'm starting to think everything is kind of responsive desire.
I know. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
She dichotomized between spontaneous desire and responsive desire. Spontaneous meaning I see someone and I want to fuck them. But in that case, it seems also responsive because you're responding to seeing this person. You're seeing their body. You're imagining them in bed. You're responding to that shit. I don't know. Desire. It's very interesting. Waxes and wanes. That's what I've been thinking a lot about.
I'm so glad. Thank you for sharing.
There is a lot. I experience desire quite frequently.
I 100% realize that.
And I think it's not necessarily. I think I need to be in a very relaxed state. She goes on in this video to talk about that as well. You get to turn on. You turn the turn ons on and you turn the turn offs off. You know.
Yeah, like you don't start thinking about what you got to do the next day.
The stress can really be a bummer on my sex drive. You know, having a lot of work, being sick, being anxious, being depressed, all that. Sometimes this sickness actually makes me hornier.
We already talked about that. Migraines make you horny.
They don't usually make me horny.
Well, maybe now that you know this, it's going to be responsive and you're going to get horny. So it comes full circle.
Yeah. So do you have an idea of what creates your desire? What sparks your desire?
Yeah.
Is some what?
I have different types of vibrators.
That's what sparks. So you have to use it, and then you experience desire for a person or something like that?
No.
You're trying to make a joke?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, sometimes if I am with my partner and we discuss ahead of time that we're going to have sex, then that can get me started and think in the sexual realm.
Desire is stoked.
It was stoked.
Right.
Just like your little game.
Like burning embers. Just like what?
No, chat sparks or spark chats or whatever.
Chat sparks. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, if you guys have thoughts on desire, give us a text at 310-356-3920. Well, we've reached the end of the show, Mother.
We went off with like a bang.
We went off with a bang.
If you guys liked our new sound effects guy, that's Cam.
Yeah, I'm curious to know if you liked it.
Let us know. I thought it was really fun.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with. I always have fun with you sneaky freaks out there. If you haven't already followed us, please do so on our social media. We put a lot of effort into. If you want to see some more hostility towards KLP and the one pump and dump video, that's right up there right now on TikTok. And Instagram.
I want to welcome our newest patron, Benny T. Benny, thank you very much for choosing to support our show.
Thank you, Benny. You got a sound effect for Benny?
Yes, I do. All right. This is the sound effect that we are giving to Benny. You ready?
Yes.
Welcome to our patron family.
Thank you, Benny. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Benny. We appreciate it.
If you want a shout out on our podcast and probably some social media like YouTube, just go to Patreon, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom, and you too can get a shout out with some fanfare like that. Benny's getting a double for a twofer.
Yeah, that's right.
So we love you.
We love you so much. Thank you all for all of your support. We love our patrons for keeping our lights on. And we're going to miss you on our little hiatus.
Yeah, our hiatus is going to start soon. So make sure that you've followed on all the podcast apps or whatever so that you can go and just go through our back catalog. We got 7 years of back catalog that you sure would love to hear.
You can always slide into our DMs, wherever social media platform you're on. We'll look forward to receiving it.
That basically is what you're asking. He needs something to relieve his migraines, so slide into his DMs.
All right. We love you guys.
We love you. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and Want to help me?
You can't come up with one?
I'm drawing a blank. I think the teeth and having a beautiful wedding.
Ooh. Okay.
You guys, wish us luck.
Love you guys.
We're about to have a wedding in the family.
Bye.
Bye.